Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kajaria Ceramics Q3 FY26 earnings conference call, hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dharmesh Shah from JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Danish. Hi everyone. Good evening and thanks for joining. We have with us senior management of Kajaria Ceramics, including Mr. Ashok Kajaria, Chairman, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, Vice Chairman, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, CFO, Kartik Kajaria, Head Adhesives Business, and Parveen Gupta, Vice President, Finance. I would request Ashok Ji to start with the initial remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Over to you, Ashok Ji.
Thank you, Dharmesh. Good evening, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the Q3 FY26 earnings conference call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. Joining me in this conference call is the senior management team of Kajaria Ceramics. In Q3 FY26, our consolidated revenue is flattish at rupees 1,168 crores compared to the corresponding quarter last year, mainly due to no growth in tiles volume and absent supply sales due to closure of that business. EBITDA margin in Q2 FY26 is 17.2%, plus 442 basis points against 12.78% in corresponding quarter last year. However, EBITDA has dropped by 74 basis points to sequentially as compared to Q2 FY26, mainly because of lower sales realization, as we gave some discount in order to reduce our SKUs. In Gurugram plant, we have converted one unit with a capacity of 9.1 million square meters from ceramic floor tiles to Grade 55 tiles to move towards value-added products as per prevailing market demand scenario. With Kajaria 2.0, our transformation journey has begun, and we remain confident about sustainable value creation going forward. Now for this quarter segment-wise financial performance. Tile segment remained flattish year-to-year at rupees 103 crores in Q3 FY26 compared to rupees 1,040 crores in Q3 FY25. Bathware segment registered a 9% growth in revenue, reaching 103 crores in Q3 FY26 compared to rupees 95 crores in Q3 FY25. Revenue from adhesive grew to 35 crores in Q3 FY26 as compared to rupees 20 crores in Q3 FY25. EBITDA improved by Q3 FY26 to 17.20% as compared to 12.48% in Q3 FY25, plus 442 basis points, but dropped by 74 basis points sequentially as compared to Q2, mainly because of lower sales realization. Profit before tax from JV, exceptional items and tax for the quarter grew by 49% to rupees 165 crores in Q3 FY26 as compared to rupees 111 crores in Q3 FY25. PAT for the quarter grew by 13% to rupees 88 crores in Q3 FY26 as compared to rupees 78 crores in Q3 FY25 due to adjustments of exceptional items of rupees 39.64 crores in Q3 FY26. As of December 25, the working capital days increased by 8 days to 64 days compared to 56 days on 30th of September 25, mainly due to increase in receivables and decrease of other current liabilities. With this, I take the opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to moderator for Q&A, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The Our first question comes from the line of Keshav Bijayaratan Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you give some sense how is the unification working on volume and margin front? So last call, we were hopeful to see some volume growth will see because of unification. So how are things moving? And secondly, how should now we see margin going forward? The regularization cut which you have taken, is it just for this quarter or will we see this impact in next quarter also?
So in terms of volume, the market scenario was weak, and also we did restocking of inventory at the dealer's end, so we could not grow in this quarter three. But going forward, we see positive shoots going forward for growth. So what also happened was that, you know, we've been churning a lot of dealers. With all the unification happening, a lot of tail-end dealers are going out. Some dealers are adding in. So, you know, a lot of churning is happening. Cross-selling is happening because of cross-selling between the dealers. You know, a lot of dealers were only probably working with one vertical where we're giving them other times as well. So, you know, all that is happening. And also, we liquidated a lot of our stock, which was... a lot of SKUs that increased. So all that happened in the last quarter, and because of that, we remain flattish. But Jan is looks little encouraging, and we should be okay from here.
Got it. Sir, on the margin side, how are things moving? Can you give some more, you know, more color? What sort of margin improvement we can see? Maybe it's, you know, a few quarters we have started the strategy.
So margin will remain between 17 to 18%, somewhere in that band. That should happen.
So we are already there. So the juice out of unification on margin is already, you know, out. You need to say no more levers on that. That is a fair assessment.
So, you know, even if the margin increases, we like to pump it back in the market in terms of advertisement. And we are now, our focus will be more on increasing our sales and maintaining the margin.
Understood. Got it. And last question from my side. The ad spend for this quarter?
Ad spend for last quarter? October to December, you were asking?
Yes.
So we spent roughly 24 crores in quarter three. This is what? Yeah, we spent around 24 crores.
Got it. Thank you.
It's a little lower than the Q3 of the previous year, but in the fourth quarter, we intend to increase it much higher than Q3.
Got it.
So overall, ad spend in the year would be lower than compared to the last year because we have not done one annual dealer meet we used to do in Thailand. So that is, we have saved around 5 crore rupees. So, I mean, we have negotiated well with our existing advertisement vendors. So, and we have ignored some areas where we were not finding some value. So, optically, advertisement would look lower this year. But the value we have will be getting for what we have got last year.
Thank you. The participant left the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening team. Thanks a lot for opportunity. Just couple of questions now. Firstly, on the last con call, you mentioned that, you know, your cost cutting measures are on and we can see quarter on quarter margin improvement. And that was at the point where your margins were around 18-odd%. But if I heard you correctly now, you were saying that margins will remain under 17 to 18 and you will be passing on the incremental benefit to gain market share. Is that a change in strategy again?
Yeah, in this quarter, the margin is 17 plus despite around 220 or 240% drop in the selling price. So our cost optimization journey is continued and we are... Further, we have not stopped here. We have taken some low-hanging fruits, but we have identified some area where we will be working in this quarter and the next, the whole next year, the journey will continue. But, and as we said, Rishi ji has said that this quarter, there is a drop in selling price. because of liquidation of some inventory. We have not many SKUs because of the multiple division. The SKU numbers have gone very high. So we are in the process to reduce that. So that is the reason we gave some discount. So that's the reason for the lower realization and for the lower sale. The reason is, as he explained, I'm just repeating it, because there was some de-stocking happened at the dealer's level, because one dealer is a ceramic exclusive dealer. So we have stopped supplying ceramic to him. We are saying, no, now we will not give ceramic. You have to take some GVT. Some dealer is GVT. He has to, I mean, it takes time for a dealer to change his display, because he has been displaying all GVT. So he has to display his ceramic. Our ceramic dealer is displaying ceramic. He has to display GVT. So it's a big change, the big change in the corporate. So it will take some time. So it is taking time, but we are very sure. After this correction, we'll emerge as a very strong and a very, very, very process-driven company. Not only that, we are in the process of improving, like the fraud happened in the company. So we are revisiting. We have appointed a forensic auditor also. Ernst & Young we have appointed. They have yet to give the report, but prima facie the fraud amount, because I know this question will come again, so I'm answering. So the fraud amount is not beyond what we have stated earlier. So that is there, and we are doing our profit audit also. Process, all the processes we are getting it audited, and you will be happy to know that we have found all systems are working very strong, except that subsidiary that was an unfortunate incident. But still we are in the process of strengthening our system, further strengthening the system. We have changed all the signing power. Even the chairman cannot sign, or even I cannot sign a 10,000 rupees
check. Understood. That's excellent to know, sir. So you also mentioned that, you know, you are seeing SKU reduction. Could you speak more on it in terms of how much inventory levels could reduce because of that? Or properly, you know, what's the SKU reduction looking like, and can that have any impact on sales?
See, what was happening was, because as you said, there are different verticals, ceramic, GVT, PVT, you know, so there was a lot of commonality in the products. So that is what we are doing, we're reducing the SKUs. So the plants are more, the plants more efficient, and because of that, this was the issue of this quarter only. So a lot of our work is done. We are emerging out much stronger in terms of our plants also, and in terms of efficiency of the stocks also.
Understood. Lastly, on the growth front, firstly, we've seen some amount of exports inch up during first 6 months, but like you mentioned that, you know, you were doing all of these SKU reduction, because of which you did not see growth. But what's your outlook now probably for next quarter or next year in terms of demand growth? How are you seeing your volume shaping up in terms of tiles? That's one. Secondly, even in terms of bathware, you have hired a consultant. You mentioned that last quarter, we've seen around 9% growth this quarter. How is that shaping up, and what's the outlook for that segment also next year?
In the first part, as we said, January is looking positive and encouraging, and we're seeing a positive growth going forward from quarter four onwards. And the same will be both in tiles and sanitaryware as well. Even though that will have a much sanitary, we're definitely looking at a double-digit volume growth from here.
And anything on the tiles front, could we hear some numbers for the month of Jan, or probably, you know, some guidance there in terms of volume?
Still early to give you the numbers, but yes, Jan has been little encouraging.
Understood. Thanks, team. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sonali from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding Morbi. Could you help us understand how things are shaping up in terms of, are the exports back on track? Are they still creating a lot of pressure in terms of domestic market pricing, etc.?
Hi, Sonali. So Indian tile exports have experienced a 20% fall in value in FY25 to 16,000 crore due to increased rates in energy crisis and the ongoing geopolitical disturbances. But in quarter 3, we exported around 4,000 crores from the country approximately. So let's see if the trade deal with the US is positive, then it will result in increased upliftment of exports also. Sonali, it's not actually getting any pressure in the domestic market because, you know, a lot of these plants are closed in Morbi. If the sales don't happen, they close their factories. It is very difficult for sell to sell for them to sell in domestic market off and on.
Okay. Sir, I would just like a little bit about this point. You're saying that the factories in Morbi are closed right now? Since when
What I'm saying is, if the exports go down, a lot of factories in Morbi are only export-based. When the exports come down, they close down the factory. Because it is very difficult for them to liquidate that material in the domestic market.
Understood. Got it. So secondly, on, gas pricing, any indicator. So what has been the gas pricing in Q3 for us across regions if we give? And how do you expect the gas pricing to go forward?
So, Sonali, in quarter 3, the gas pricing has been average of 37 rupees, north was 38, south was 38, and west was 37. And going forward also, we expect it to remain stable.
But 1 rupee will slightly
increase. There is an increase of 1 rupee going forward in quarter 4.
Got it. So, and just one last question. Would you like at this point to give any kind of volume guidance for F27?
No guidance as such. We're just going to do our job and we'll work for the best.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Omkar Gugardare from Shree Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to get your outlook on the growth front. Since you have mentioned that with 2.0, you will be going ahead with all the measures which you have already taken and all the measures you will be taking. Where does the growth factor comes in? Like, what kind of growth you can achieve in next 2-3 years? Double digit, higher single digit?
As you said, this was a year of correction and Jan has been positive. But yes, next year we are definitely looking at a good value growth.
Can you just quantify it? Not exactly, but I mean higher double digit, single digit, lower single digit.
It is difficult to quantify. We do not want to quantify it, but we are looking at it in a very positive way. We are getting a very positive feeling for the next year.
And there will be some growth in the revenues and margins will be in the similar rate, 17% to 18%.
Should be around that because, as I said, the cost optimization journey will continue. And when there was an exceptional dip in this, that dip is not there. Maybe here in the next quarter, it may continue for in this quarter as well. So from the next year onward, we will be very light company in terms of SKUs and our all dealers should be will be unified, which is still under process. So we are working on this. Dealer will order how it's doing in an old fashion. So we are all doing it digitally. We are working a lot on digital things. Not only that, we are hiring good people. We are hiring at least 3 to 4 C-level people, which we will disclose when they join within next one or two months. So we are strengthening the company all the way, and growth will be a result of the all improvement in the system. So when the systems are weak, the process, the selling, and the dealer long tail of dealer we have identified, white spaces we have identified. When we do the right thing, growth has to come automatically, and we are, despite the number one company, their market share is very less. So we have, even if the industry doesn't grow, which has happened in the past, the industry didn't grow, but we took the market share. And we are hopeful that next year onward, we will continue to repeat our old time and take the market share significantly.
So just wanted to know what exactly are the points you are focusing on this Kajaria 2.0 and how you are utilizing the cash balance in order to increase your growth ahead or to support the growth?
So for the sales strategies, what we are doing is, as stated earlier, one, we are talking about cross-selling of the dealers. Other dealers were working in only one vertical. Now they are adding second and third product lines as well. Second, we are putting a major thrust on the architect and interior designer community. This we were not focusing much earlier on. So we are making a very solid team all over India whose job is only to service these architects and interior designers and, get our products approved. Government is another sector that we are working on as well, where we have a strong government team also to do this. But all these initiatives, still the work will happen.
Oh, yeah, and if you can answer how you are utilizing the cash balance.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Omkar, but there are a lot of background noise coming
yeah,
from your end.
So we have accomplished many times. We are not going to do everything. We have the balance sheet lying in the balance sheet in a and we don't see major capex in next 1 or 2 years. So we'll continue to keep the cash and may increase the dividend and all. I can't say at this moment, but we don't have any major capex in the future. We don't see any capex in next. So cash balance may increase going forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Utkarsh Nopani from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. So my first question is regarding the pricing scenario in the bath chair portfolio. If you just wanted to know, have we taken any price hike recently or plan to take any price hike in faucets and sanitary wear both? Sir, if you can specify how much price hike we are planning to take in both.
So yeah, the brass prices have really increased and the entire industry has taken a price hike and so have we. So from 19th of January, we have taken a price hike in the faucet products to the tune of about 8-12%. And sanitary wear, we'll plan to take a price hike probably from 1st of March.
Okay, and sir, how much price hike we are planning to take for sanitary wear portfolio?
Not that much. There the cost will not increase that much, but we'll take a call. We're still working on it. We're still working on a pricing strategy.
Okay. And second, sir, on the tiles realization front, if we see for our own manufacturing product, the tiles realization for us, it has fallen from 401 square meter in Q3 of FY23 to right now at 365 square meter. So we have seen a decline of close to around 9%. So if you can help me out, when we can start seeing improvement in our tiles realization, sir?
So what for that, we are doing a couple of things. As you said, even the architect and our team, they will also help us sell in more value realization tiles. See, prices of tiles are not increasing in the market with so many players there. But the only way forward is that we have to sell more of value addition. So it's difficult to again calculate and tell you what is the price realization going to be. But it should not go down from here. The way we are working, I think we'll maintain it and slowly it should go up.
And we have converted one line of ceramic of 9 million plant in UVT. So that should also
help in improving the realization. That improves the bottom line further.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the capital allocation part, we have already mentioned that we are not planning to do any major capex. But if I see our tiles own capacity and plus JV capacity has gone down from 92.5 million square meter to 82.5 million square meter over the past 18-month period, and we are operating at almost full capacity. Whereas if we see two unlisted players, Simpolo and Boromora, are almost doubling their capacity. So just wanted to know whether our conservative capital allocation is not likely to result into any loss of market share for us in the coming quarters time frame.
No, market share loss is not a situation at all. So there is enough capacity available at Morbi at very good competitive prices for us to outsource from them and sell in the country. And we also have a very substantial production capacity built in. And whenever we feel the need, we can always expand. So right now, we don't need to feel the need to do it.
Okay.
Our capacity, that way, if you see, with all our stuff, we have a good capacity, 82.5 million. The rest of the players are still in a much lower capacity than us.
Okay, fine. So, and sir, if you can just specify what is the share of our institutional sales in December quarter versus last December quarter?
So, roughly our share is 70% in retail and 30% in projects. And this projects includes government projects also and private projects also with builders, basically.
That's it from my side, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, as you had mentioning that a lot of cross-selling, you are emphasizing to your dealer. So now where we are in the churn within the dealers, like 100% of that has been achieved or 70%, where we are right now?
So, I would say about 70 to 75% is already done. Rest will all happen in this quarter. That does not mean that we will not grow in this quarter. We will definitely grow as well in this quarter, and the remaining churning will also happen. So that next year, when we start the next financial year, we will be in a very, very solid position.
Okay. Good to hear that. Second question is, as realization on sequential basis has been down, but your gross margin has improved. So, is there some cost related to the RM as well, some rationalization happened? What exactly happened?
Yeah, as I said, the cost optimization journey continued. So, if the sales realization wouldn't have dropped, the margin would have been much higher. This margin, 17 plus margin is despite the drop of 250 or 240 bps decline in the selling price, sales realization.
No, sir, right you are. I am saying that your realization has down, gross margin has improved actually sequentially. So, gross margin is a function of realization and the RM. So, is there some...
So you have you taken the gross margin? Have you taken the foreign fuel also?
No, sorry, hello. What have you taken? Yeah. Hello, sir. What you said, sir? Sorry.
Oh, I have to take the, most of the analysts are not taking the foreign fuel in the consideration.
No, not foreign fuel. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to include foreign fuel in the source and spare. Then as compared to Q2 FY26 was around 36%, and even this quarter is in 36%. And to be very precise, it was 37% in Q2. FY26 and in this quarter it is 36%. For that you have to take raw material, trading purchase and foreign fuel and source and spare.
Okay sir. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Nilesh Sharma from Anandnath Skycon. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I just want to know from a long-term industry structure perspective, when do you believe that Indian tile industry reaches an inflection point where organized players start gaining visible market share from Morbi or unorganized players?
When you think the long-term industry, long-term...
Sir, may I, hello.
I'll just repeat your question for everybody. Yeah, please.
Yeah. So my question is from a long-term industry perspective, when do you believe Indian tile industry reaches at the point when organized players gaining their visible or sustainable market share from Morbi or other or unorganized players? So that we like Kajaria, Somani like players will get the momentum.
See, two things are happening. One is GST has changed a lot of perspective. Earlier, as we all know, there was a lot of problem on various fronts. With GST, two things have happened. Everybody has become part of GST. Almost, you can say, 80% of the industry are in GST. Some here and there is still being done at Morbi by underpricing, as you all know. But GST is a big game changer. With the process of time, what will happen is, the branded players today, you see, the prices of all housing is going up.
people prefer good products, as you all know. So with the change of time, the branded players will be more preferred compared to Morbi. Even in Morbi, some people are emerging as branded players, like Varmora and Simpolo. And I think over a process of time, it's a time which will tell, but things will happen whereby the current share of the organized is about 40%, the share of Morbi is about 60%. I would say about 2 years' time or 3 years' time, it will be 50-50.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Rahul Agarwal from Ikeda Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Very good evening, sir. So the first question on, you know, before the unification, I think the pricing, dealer schemes and incentives for ceramic, PVT, GVT would have been different, right, for all three segments. Now, given the unification has happened, has that been aligned? And are the dealers now comfortable understanding the pricing and scheme structure?
Yes, so just to answer that question, with effect from 1st of Jan, we have aligned the pricing in ceramic, GVT and PVT, with the discount structure very similar. So when a sales team goes to a dealer, it's very easy for him to explain what are the various schemes and pricing section of all the three verticals, and also aligned the incentive policies to a great extent. It's all performance based. So it has become simpler post-unification rather than it was pre-unification.
So when I talk to dealers, what I hear is that the earlier person who was handling three segments, three products separately, because of different schemes and structures, it's still getting difficult for them to understand the new pricing and schemes. And hence, they're still contacting the older sales managers, you know, to place orders. Any thoughts on this?
So this just happened from 1st of Jan. So it will take, let's say, a month, 2 months time for them to absorb and get in the market also. And once it's explained to all the dealers, it will all become very simple and transparent for them to understand the new systems and the policies.
Okay, okay. Like, is it possible to, you know, do certain, you know, central meeting with all the dealers and explain them this, or how does it work? Like, how are you communicating this with your channel?
So, we can't do a central meeting because every geography and zone is different. You cannot get 1800 dealers on a call together because the pricing and systems are different, schemes are different for various zones, north, east, south, west. So, it's all being told to the dealers by the people on the ground, and we've had some meetings with dealers in various pockets to explain them what the new scheme and policy is.
Right, understand. Of course, I mean, it has to be more regional driven kind of effort to communicate. Got it. So, very clear on that. Secondly, you know, when I look at the production, it's 6 million square meters a quarter is what you report as the joint venture production. Just wanted a clarification. These joint venture production are entities referred to which region? Is this largely Morbi and South Asian Ceramics?
Yes, the joint ventures are 3 in Morbi and 1 in South Asia. 1 is South Asia. 4 plants are joint ventures.
Right. So over here, our equity...
Sorry. One of the subsidiaries, we have in the board meeting, we have taken approval to acquire 10%.
But the joint venture is making a wholly owned subsidiary.
So it will not be a joint venture. And even the joint venture, we have increased our equity significantly. So the ultimate aim is to acquire the balance and merge it with Kajaria Ceramics going forward.
And run it more efficiently.
Right, that was the precise question, that incrementally this 6 million square meter per quarter or 24-25 for the full year will actually move to own manufacturing and there will be no JV production breakdown available. Is that correct?
That's the endeavor as we go along. We take a call. As we said, that out of 4 JVs, this quarter we have converted 1 JV into a, taken the permission to convert into a wholly owned subsidiary. Like that as we go along, but we still own majority of the shares of these JVs. 80%+ in Morbi, all the JVs, we have almost 85% plus equity as we are running the plants. South Asia, we is about 60%. They're also there only operating as plant basically. Yeah. So it earlier it used to be JV, in real JV, because these people, our partners, used to run the plants. But over the period of last couple of years, we have taken the management control.
Yes.
And they are just shareholder, but we are running the plants.
Absolutely, I completely agree. That's what I was wondering, that since we own majority and now the endeavor is to own majority and 100% ownership, it should all move to own manufacturing versus joint venture. So I agree.
I would tax efficient also, no? Suppose some JV is having losses, so that is not getting any benefit, and under the surgery I am paying tax. So once we merge everything, so it will be very, then there will be no related party transaction, no tax issues, so it will be very clean system of working going forward.
Absolutely, got it. And last question was on discounts. The discounts, was it region specific or it was Pan India offering from your side, like the SKU reduction which happened?
SKU reduction was plant wise across the country.
Across all plants,
across the country, and across the country plant wise and dealer wise as well.
Okay, got it. So there is nothing to do with abnormal inventory, right? Because when I look at September balance sheet, the inventory was fine. This is largely, what is this related to?
This is more of cleaning up of our own plants. We are making our plants more efficient. The plants, you know, what has happened is the plants will, the tires will sell more. How we are making sure that their stock is more as compared to a lot of dead inventory and the plant tires which don't sell more. So that is the churning of the inventory, and that is also all the liquidation of the old stock which happened this quarter.
And now one more thing, though we have not reduced the inventory at the company level, there is a marginal increase in the inventory at the company level. But as Rishi had explained, because of the de-stocking, the inventory at the dealer level has diminished.
Which will help us in future.
Got it. Very clear, sir. Thank you so much for answering the questions. And
thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up. Just one question on the gas consumption. Overall, all inclusive in a year, how much of gas do our plants consume? About 200 million cubic meters, is that correct?
No. Not 200 million. We can come back on this question with a definite answer.
When you talk about coal, it's a combination of gas and biomass also.
Biomass and coal as well.
And in North, we are using a combination of biomass and fuel. In Morbi, it's all about coal and coal. And so we have to do plant-wise working and come back to on the gas front. Okay, how much gas we are using. Because currently what is happening in Morbi, they have an option to use gas or propane. So exact details we will come back.
But Rahul, your question, why is this question? You want to know, you have any apprehension about the gas price increase? This is why you are asking this question, or why you want to, you are interested in knowing the quantity? I can tell you there is no impact of gas in this quarter, and because some people have some apprehension because of increase in Henry Hub. There is a cost escalation, so that gas, I can clarify, that is 4-5% over overall gas power and fuel consumption. And that was temporary hike in few days back because of the extreme cold in the Europe, which has gone down, and there will be no impact of any gas either in this quarter. There will be maybe marginal gap, let's say 50 to 80 lakh rupees in the next quarter. So beyond that, there will be no increase in the gas price as of affecting the prices today.
Got it, Sanjeevji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Bhavish from DB Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Bhavish. You may please proceed ahead with the question.
Yeah, hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, yeah. So you spoke about the export scenario, like last year it was around, like say 18,000 crores. So can you give me a more update for export scenario, like what is the situation now and how the unorganized players, like where are their supply going?
So FY24, the exports was 20,000 crores. And this year we are estimating it to be around 16,000 crores. So going forward, export should be stable and growing only. And once the U.S. trade deal comes to light, then we'll know much more what the U.S. tariffs will be.
So how much exports will be around for the 9 month period? Any estimation?
All right. 12,000.
12,000, and we are expecting it to be 16,000 crores for this year.
Correct. Approximately for the financial year.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question comes from the line of Bharat, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to know about bathware segment. How are we going forward with our distribution channel? Are we adding dealers, retailers? How is, yeah, basically that?
So in bathware, we have a mix of both distributors and retailers. Some areas distributors are working, some areas it's a, retailers are working. So there are also a lot of this work is happening. We are going in, so bathware, still it's taking a little time, but we are still going in, attaching all the dealers, getting there, making sure our products are displayed. So we are seeing some results, and hopefully that should also change as we go along.
Can you quantify how much are our dealers, retailers?
How many?
No, we cannot quantify.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ramesh. I think it was a good interaction with the people who are there. I thank on behalf of Kajaria and on my own behalf for people for asking questions. And thank you very much for today's celebration. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.